Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. I'm sure most of my listeners have heard of Peter Lynch, one of the greatest investment managers of all time. Peter managed the Fidelity Magellan Fund for 13 years, and while he did so, not only was his rate of return spectacular, but he increased assets under management from $20 million to $13 billion by the time he retired. Under his management, the fund returned an average return of 29% per year for those 13 years, and you know, that's a spectacular rate of return, especially when investing in the public markets, meaning in stocks that are already public. It's one thing for venture capitalist companies to take big risks, to invest in companies for pennies on the dollar before they're public, and then in the relatively rare case, see them explode onto the public scene and make those investors a ton of money. It's another thing for an investment manager to invest in public companies after they've already passed or surpassed their initial stages and to make a 29% rate of return. To give you an idea of what 29% actually represents, if you are lucky enough to have invested $10,000 in the Magellan Fund when he took over management, it would have grown to $280,000 in just 13 years. Now, I know a lot of my younger listeners may not be aware of Peter Lynch, but I'd urge you to pick up both of his best-selling investment books, one of which is on my top favorites, and it's on my top favorite list on my website, which you can find at onthemoneyradio.org, and it's a must-read for any serious investor. So for my listeners young and old, here are Peter Lynch's four investment principles, and then I'm going to get into some of his wisdom a little bit after that as well. Number one, never invest in an idea that you can't illustrate with a crayon. So to speak, it's got to be simple, you've got to be able to understand it, and if it's too complicated, you may want to stay away from it. Number two, you can't see the future through the rearview mirror, which is something that I say all the time, is that people invest looking through their rearview mirror, like when you're driving. You cannot do that and not get in an accident from time to time. You have to look straight ahead, and the past is past, and you must try to figure out what's going to happen in the future. Here's one that I had totally forgotten about. When the yields on long-term government bonds exceed the dividend yields of S&P 500 stocks by 6% or more, sell stocks and buy bonds. So to put that into perspective today, the dividend yield on the S&P 500 is, let's say, around 2%. So if bond yields rise to 8%, and they're currently around 3 to 4, we'll say, for corporate bonds, then he's saying sell your stocks and buy your bonds. So write that down. That's a pretty good one. If the dividend yield on long-term government bonds exceeds those on stocks by 6%, maybe it's time to sell your stocks. And number four, the best stock to buy is the one you already own. I think that's really amazing. If you've bought a company that's been doing extremely well and you know it's a successful company and it's gone up in price, don't be afraid to keep buying into it and keep your eyes on the company. Now, here are some more rules. We'll call them golden rules of investing that he listed in his book. And this is the book Beating the Street. You know, one thing about Peter Lynch's books is that they are really written for the average person. They're very easy to understand. He's a very good writer. There isn't a lot of technical material in the books. So really, it's a great beginner's book to kind of get your hands around what it takes to be a successful investor. So number one, you have to know what you own and why you own it. How many times have you heard me say that on this show? You have to know what you own. Never invest in a company without understanding its finances. The biggest losses in stocks come from companies with poor balance sheets. Always look at the balance sheet to see if a company is solvent before you risk your money on it. And you know what? If you can't read a balance sheet, don't invest in individual stocks. Everyone has the brain power to make money in stocks, but not everyone has the stomach. If you're susceptible to selling everything in a panic, you ought to avoid stocks, stock funds, and ETFs altogether, because it's that selling in a panic that is really going to hurt you the most. Here's another one. Your investor's edge is not something you get from Wall Street experts. It's something you already have. You can outperform the experts if you use your edge by investing in companies or industries you already understand. And I tell clients this all the time when they tell me that they're in a certain business. I like to hear about their business, and I say, if you understand that business, that's a very good place for you to go. You know, over the past few decades, the stock market has come to be dominated by a herd of professional investors. But contrary to popular belief, this makes it easier for the amateur investor. You can beat the market by ignoring the herd, so says Peter Lynch. And I like that because he makes it sound easy to just do the opposite of what the herd is doing. But you know what? If it was so easy, everybody would do it. It's not easy. It's hard to do that. But if you can do that, you can be successful. All right, here's another one. Long shots always miss the mark, or long shots almost always miss the mark. And here's another one. Owning stock is like having children. Don't get involved with more than you can handle. A part-time stock picker probably has time to follow 8 to 12 companies and to buy and sell shares as conditions warrant. You don't have to have more than 5 companies in your portfolio at any time to make money. This is really contrary to much popular belief that diversification is very important. And I understand what Peter Lynch is saying, but you've got to know your stuff before you can handle a portfolio of 5 to 7 stocks. I can tell you that. Here's one too. Nobody can predict interest rates, the future direction of the economy, or the stock market. Dismiss all such forecasts and concentrate on what's actually happening to the companies you're invested in. And finally, time is on your side when you own shares of superior companies. You can afford to be patient. Even if you missed Walmart, and this was some time ago he wrote this, even if you missed Walmart in the first 5 years, it was a great stock to own the next 5 years. So there you have it. Simple investing guidelines, timeless classics that you should perhaps refer to periodically and use to your advantage. I know I've been doing this for 30 years, and I still refer to this stuff periodically when I need a refresher and a refill.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.